Welcome to the Crimson Circle, established 1999 for the Master Within You. We're here for our next shoud, as we do once a month. We've been doing since 1999. We want to welcome everybody that's here today at the studio and everybody that's watching in online. It's really amazing for us to feel the energies come in as we start each and every shoud. I don't even know how many we've done now over the years, but it's always amazing. The energies in the room here today in the studio are big, kind of wild, very active. Happy to have everybody here and everybody joining in online. Just amazing as well. So thank you for being here. So Linda, we have quite a few people from out of town today.
Yes, we do. And again, thank you all for being here. And I think some of it is the fact that we can feel you. You know, when people are listening to this, some of them are actually listening to it as well as watching it. So no matter where you are, we feel you. And I hope you can feel the beauty and the energy of this group, because it's truly a celebration. And this is an energy that is always a Shamber energy. So thank you for being here. And yes, we have some
today here in the studio.
Out of the area, we have Cindy Abebo from Los Angeles. Where are you? Oh, there she is.
Good to see you.
We like to try to get a shot of you so your friends and relatives can see you, if they even know that you're here. Sorry. I hope that was okay.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God, no, don't show me.
Okay. And this is Chuck. So is Thomas here? Yes.
Thomas Juncker from Germany.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Glad to see you. Glad you could be here. That's a long journey from
Germany. When did you get in?
Germany.
Yesterday. So,
Oh, yeah.
You can fall asleep during the marab. It's fine, you know, little jet lag.
Thank you for making the journey. Let's see. There's a couple that hadn't checked in. Okay, Christine Lavoy from California. Where are you?
Hi, Christine.
Oh, good to see you again. Good to see you again. Then we have Bud Tanton from Bloomington. Hello, dear.
Hi, Bud. How are you?
Okay.
Good to see you.
And from New Jersey, we have Shiva Bachu.
Hi.
Ah, very good that you could be with us. Welcome. And then we have Carolyn Roberts from New Braunfels, Texas. Lovely you could be here.
New Braunfels.
And Maria Salinas from San Antonio, Texas.
And
they
drove up from the San Antonio area. That's quite a drive, like 18 hours or something like that. 14, you went back.
We drove from Dallas, Fort Worth, and we were impressed with ourselves with that. That's even further.
That's a long way.
9 hours to get out of Texas.
Right.
Nobody realizes. Yeah. It's a big state.
I'll never forget when we moved from Texas and we were driving. I had the dogs in my car and Linda was in the other car. And I looked in the rearview mirror to see Texas. That's the best Texas ever looked. It was a nice day. It was a really pretty day.
Miss Fringe and cowboy boots. How do you?
You can do that in Colorado.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Not the same attitude,
I love
though.
Colorado. I really do. There's so many wonderful things about it. Texas is a little hot, we couldn't be doing what we're doing here if we were still in Texas in the Bible Belt.
There's not much of an opening for that. That'll give you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Boulder, anything goes. I mean, anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, but I do have a soft spot in my heart for Texas because it was my escape from 30 below zero in Wisconsin.
Right.
It was very attractive at the time.
But Texas for us was kind of like a stepping stone, kind of a cow pie stepping stone.
There are more cow pies in Wisconsin than there are in Texas.
I know, and we went to even less in Colorado, so just, you know, now we have deer pies. Anyway,
okay.
Who else?
And it's the list.
That's the list.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There are a couple that didn't make it yet, but that's okay.
Wow, okay. Well, it seems like a long time since the last shout, but Linda was mentioning that earlier. It seems,
True, lady. Well, I am new, but I'm from Boulder.
Oh, then you don't get your name.
You don't count. So sorry. So sorry.
Forgot about it.
Come on.
Okay, turn up the lights. Hit her with the camera.
Now your family knows.
Now,
your family knows. You're on record. So sorry.
And
so sorry.
And what's
welcome.
Your name?
Sophia.
Good. And were you before Boulder?
Well, I was actually born in Boulder.
Oh, wow. Nobody was born in Boulder.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you've been around to more than just Boulder. Well, it's good that you're here. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Now, are you
glad
properly
we got
embarrassed?
That right.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Seems like a couple months since we've been together, but it's only been a month. A lot has happened since then. And have you noticed that everything is just weirdly speeding up? But the things that are kind of like what I call hangovers from the old energy, things that we've kind of are going beyond, those seem to go really slow. I mean, my life is going faster than ever, but when I'm in traffic, it's slower than ever kind of thing. You know, everything in our lives is so good right now, so amio.
As long as you don't read the news.
As long as, yeah, and the news, just like, oh. And when the internet is slow, it's really slow. I mean, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
But here we are. Anyway, it has been a while since the last shout. I kind of forgot what it was all about. And
oh, join the club.
And again, that's why we always put together the shout recap. Let's take a look at what we did back in October.
It's good to tune back into the, you know.
It is, kind of get back up to speed. So we put the important parts in the recap. Let's play it.
Okay, here we go.
Take a deep breath together, dear Shambra, as we gather once again. Gatherings that have been going on for hundreds of thousands of years in different ways, in different forms, and in different places. The common energy here is what I call the Atlantean dream. It goes back to the temples of Tien in Atlantis. It was the dream of embodied enlightenment when the master meets the human together in embodied enlightenment. It was the dream back then of the divine coming into this realm and then living fully, living what is now called the Amyo life. It's the Shambra dream, this Amyo, not only to be in the physical body. That's actually sometimes, I guess, not your dream. You wish you could be here and not have to lug around this body, but it's the dream just to be in the ease and grace of energy serving you. That's the Shambra dream, the Amyo life. So you're right at the eve, and this isn't the carrot in front of the horse type of thing. You're there. You're in that energy, and as I've said before, there's a momentum that's not going to allow you to go back. It's going to allow you to feel miserable for a little bit and feel like you're going in circles, but you can't go back. There's a momentum that's there that's going to carry you into the enlightenment. That's why we call this the Wing Series. It's going to carry you into your enlightenment. The Atlantean dream, the Shambra dream, the knowingness that you have in your heart, that's what's going to carry you there. You say, so when? When is this going to happen? I'm working hard at it, and I'm patient. None of which are true. When is it going to happen? What's holding me back? What am I doing wrong? In helping to answer that question, I'm going to read something to you. The greatest disease is not cancer or heart failure. These are imbalances of the body. The greatest disease is not depression, anxiety, or schizophrenia. These are reactions of the mind. The greatest disease is staying asleep, in spite of knowing that it's time to wake up. Staying asleep tears at your heart and at your soul. It's being untrue to yourself in the midst of the greatest truth of all. You are free. Staying asleep is living in a limited state of being. And this will haunt you more than any disease of the body or mind. Instead of fighting cancer or depression, go deep into your heart. Feel what is yours and leave everything else behind. What is it? What are you holding on to? You hold on to old battles from lifetimes ago. You hold on to righteousness. You hold on to things have to be a certain way. And these are not yours. There are things that are so deep within. Sometimes you don't even notice, but they're not yours anymore. You get to this point on the eve of enlightenment, and it's just simply time to let go. Your compassion for others, your caring for others, is such a blessing indeed. But these things are not yours anymore. The things that have touched your physical body, they are not yours. You've taken them on as your own. The doctors have said that they're yours. You might look at the x-rays. You might feel into the aches and pains of your body, but they are not yours. This is not yours. I will tell you that over and over until you're sick of hearing it, but until you actually let it go. That deep ache in your heart, my dear, is not yours. It's been carried with you for a long time. The wound of Isis, that deep aching that you felt all of your life, it's not yours. Your daughter. Your heart aches. You wonder what's going on. As much as you love her, it's not yours. Your family, we've talked about it a lot in Ancestral Freedom. It's not yours to redeem your family. Your issues with authority going back lifetimes ago, these are not yours anymore. Every worry that you have, everyone is not yours. The vulnerability of the human, that's not yours. These are the things that are holding you back. And I tell you that enlightenment is natural. It's going to happen, and it will. It's going to happen in this lifetime. In this lifetime. You wonder why it's taking so long, why there's so many struggles. Because you're holding on to things that are not yours. I want you to really observe yourself now. Your thoughts, your feelings, what's happening in your life, what you're attracting into your life. Whether things are difficult or easy. Whether there's a lot of confrontation and conflict. And every time that comes up, I want you to take a deep breath and ask, is this mine or not? I want you to feel that within your being as these things come up, as you're tormenting yourself, as you're keeping yourself from enlightenment. This is not mine. And by doing so, it's going to help you realize what is yours. What is yours? Your goodness. Your caring and compassion. Your deep, deep sense of commitment. Those things are yours. Where we are going to now is the wisdom of the master and the heart of the human. They come together. Never before was it possible to truly, for the human to access this wisdom. You could say it was kind of held in another state. The human wasn't prepared for it because the wisdom is so sweet and so potent. The human actually didn't think they were ready for it. They thought it would be too much overwhelm. But now we come to that point, the wisdom of the master and the heart of the human. So I ask you, what's in the heart? What is your goodness? I talked about it a little bit, something I see in each and every one of you. Your humanity, your caring for others, your caring for the planet, to the point where you've taken on things that simply are not yours. And I ask you to go here from this shout, from this gathering. Feel deeply into your heart. Not the surface answers that I sometimes get, but what is your goodness? Because where we're going now, we're bringing together the wisdom of the master and the heart of the human. That's the Amio life. Whoops. Well, that wasn't the typical slapstick.
Stop being on the harvest there.
Yeah, that wasn't the typical slapstick shout. It was a little bit different. There wasn't even the audience microphone runaround thing. Or
Jeff,
it was pretty deep.
They're always different.
They're always different. I did want to point out, note that when Adamus was reading the thing from the podium, that was something that was channeled through John Kudurka. So it was really profound and beautiful.
Sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. So let's take a deep breath with that and move into recent events. Well, there weren't really any. So.
Well, there was a recent event. There are recent events, but
recent
not
event.
Workshops.
Well, it's not very often that we don't have a workshop, a gathering of some type, although we were still doing Kihak.
Of course.
But we were doing it from Villa Amio in Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. For those of you who listened to the last couple of Kihaks, what an amazing energy to do it there. We'll show some pictures in a moment, and you can just imagine we're sitting in the beautiful living area with the ocean breeze, and I can't even imagine.
It's just, you know, it's a tropical paradise, and it's so befitting of the Amio. I mean, so befitting. Look, there you go.
So we were there for 3 weeks. Tough duty, as I wrote about in the article in the recent Chamber magazine. For 3 weeks, and actually for the first week, Alain Bouleau was there helping us just to do the designing and strategizing. Then Joe Davenroy and Donna Van Curran, they came in, and they're still there. They're going to be there for the next 6 weeks, getting it ready for Chamber, getting all those energies ready for the workshops or whoever happens to rent it. This is an aerial view.
Oh, and wait. On the front, if you look on in the back, there's like a big garage, and then there's an atrium area in the middle.
In
and then on the very front, that's the lanai. That's a huge, beautiful area with a like 5 or 6 foot table that you can eat out or work out at every day. And it has nothing but a panoramic view of the ocean all the time, every sunset.
Every
also
sunset.
The pool.
Yeah.
Also the
it's,
pool.
There's about an acre and a half of property. It's about 0.6 hectares. This is a shot looking from the terrace area where we're going to be doing our Chamber gatherings, our Amio retreats, and whatever else we do there, looking up at the house. Beautiful house, kind of in a Tuscany style. The architect that designed and built it did that intentionally in that kind of Tuscany style.
He was passionate. He did it from a loving space, and it shows up for us. Come on.
And the beauty of what I love is there's a courtyard kind of right in the center, and it brings light into all parts of the house. I mean, you could be back in the kitchen or the bedrooms or wherever, and with the courtyard or the pei, the Hawaiian word, it just brings light in everywhere. So really beautiful. There was a lot of hard work that went into getting it ready. We had to equip and supply it. Linda was like super shopper for those 3 weeks of running back and forth to the stores.
Well, you everything has a different culture, and it took quite a bit of energy because I learned that if you see something and you think it's right, you better get it because
it may not be there.
It may not be there because they have limited shipments that come by container only, so it could be weeks before something is restocked again. So I learned that the hard way a couple times, and then
if you see it, buy it.
Yeah. If it's the right thing, just go
inside. Linda would come back with a van loaded with things. Why'd you get that, Linda? I saw it. I had to buy it. It might not be there. It's like
we got the right stuff, so we can so it's set up in the right way.
The beautiful lanai with a breathtaking ocean view. Photos don't really show it the way it should. But
wait, go back one, because that did actually. Okay, do you see that in between the trees? That's all the ocean right here. All the ocean. Ocean. It's just stunning. I've never seen anything quite like it.
And the reason why this is important isn't just the workshops that we're going to be doing from there. As a matter of fact, the first 4 workshops we're doing are almost already sold out. It's really kind of grounding that AMIO energy for all Chambra. Whether you ever go there or not doesn't make a difference. We're really trying to ground that Chambra energy, the master's life, the good life, no longer the struggles and the aches and the pains, but really bringing in the master's life. And you were going to say?
No, you just said it all.
Yeah.
It's truly beautiful. You can feel that.
So really every day and every night that we were there, we had that in mind, all the Chambra.
From the entry, you can see the ocean.
All the Chambra who are going to be there, and really just bringing that beautiful AMIO, I mean, bringing it from the other realms to here. And really, to me, that's what the villa represents. The living room is so large, you actually...
Oh, you can see the ocean.
You can, actually. You can. The living room is so large that you can't do it in a single shot, so there's three different shots. That's the old furniture. We've replaced it with much more Chambra hardy furniture, Chambra ready. However, there is a bar in the living room area, which we thought was very appropriate for Chambra. It's a huge living room. It actually has, we can easily seat 30 people in the living room. Yeah, so it's really quite beautiful. So anyway, look, there's another shot of the ocean.
Well, you know, there's something about...
I'm sorry, I'm getting a call from the back. I have... Okay, good.
There's something... Oh, that was me.
Yeah, that was you.
Okay, I'll try to be calm down. Okay, there's something about the way the energies move with the salt air and the beauty and the openness of it. You never feel trapped there. You just feel the gentleness and the sweetness of it. It's so... When we've done a couple channels there, and the energy there is so conducive to the AMIO life.
Channeling there is actually different, notably different when we did the Kihak sessions there. And I could feel the AMIO energy. And again, what we're trying to do here, what we are doing, is grounding that AMIO energy. And again, whether you ever go there or not doesn't make a difference, but we're bringing it from the other realms here. And we're seeing more and more people who are really starting to live that AMIO life, to let it come in without all the struggle, without all the old energy stuff. We're making that transition. So it was so fun to set the house up knowing that.
And what I noticed from the visit was that when I came home to Colorado, that it was like a reboot, you know, to be able to sit in that kind of, be in that kind of energy, even working in that kind of energy. It was like a reboot. I came home and I found myself seeing things differently, seeing things in that more AMIO way, and being able to bring it home with me, like rebooting a computer.
And even in the master bathroom, in the shower,
look!
You can see the ocean. But the ocean can also see you.
You. Yeah, we had to work out a curtain thing there.
Yeah. Well, it was really pretty if there wasn't anybody around, but when there was other people around, it's like, let's put a shower curtain over that and just kind of... during the appropriate moments. We had so much fun. This is all the old furniture. We had so much fun bringing in the furniture and the tools, and actually got a riding lawnmower. Every villa needs a tractor.
Well, you have to. Well, it's big.
It's big.
You have to be able to haul those chairs in and out.
The ocean view is about, I would say, about 90 degrees. Yeah. You know, it's just you look from there to there, and it's nothing but the beauty of the ocean. Every night after doing a long day of hard work, which is a little more difficult when it's 90-95% humidity, we'd take a dip in the beautiful pool and watch the sun go down. That's an actual shot from when we were there. It looks out over this amazing expanse of ocean. And the weird thing is, you realize you're out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. There is nothing for 1,500 miles. Actually, Japan is closer than the mainland U.S., so
that's right.
It was such a blessing to be able to do that, to be able to go there, feel the energy, set up the energies, work with Alan and Joe and Donna, and get things ready for Chambra. There are three rentable bedrooms. We're closing one off for our office area, pool and a hot tub, beautiful terrace where we'll have the workshops, pool, which we made use of every day. There's just all sorts of beautiful features. I think the most important thing that I noticed about it was the tranquility.
Absolutely.
You were like 10 miles or 8 miles, 10 minutes from Kona. You're away from everything, kind of up at about 1,200 feet elevation. It is so quiet and tranquil. It's like the ultimate safe space.
Absolutely.
There at the villa.
Absolutely.
And we really set those energies while we were there to preserve that safe space. It was kind of fun, too, because you can go out in the yard and you can't, but we pick limes and oranges and bananas and what else, mangoes.
They literally can't harvest the fruit fast enough there. It's actually, they get annoyed sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a high-class problem.
So we are starting workshops there in February, getting it all ready for Chambra.
It's almost sold out.
February almost is.
Yeah.
Again in April, almost sold out. We are also renting it to Chambra only. Our kind of intent is to do just Chambra, keep the energies intact. If you're interested in rentals, there is a 6-night minimum, but it takes a while to get there anyway, so you don't want to just stay for one or two nights. If you're interested, look in the flash update section on the Crimson Circle website in the news area. Look under flash update, and there's a little information there about if you're interested in renting. We're kind of assembling all the information. We'll get back to you within about a week or so with details of that. But it's going to be fun kind of opening up to Chambra from all around the world. No, actually, none of the Hawaiian islands really have a lot of beach. On this island, I would say the nearest beach is probably 10 minutes away. But on the islands, it's really more volcano, so it's
it
not
is
so
literally
much beach.
A volcano, and they call it the Big Island because it is the biggest volcano island.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big volcano.
It's a
you can go
volcano.
Over and see it. Linda and I have done that in the past, and
yeah.
It's really quite amazing. To sit on the kind of the edge on the crater, and you can see all the steam coming out of the ground and some of the lava.
And the lava.
It's really quite amazing.
You can take a helicopter and you can see the lava flowing into the ocean. So it's a constantly growing island.
Also on the island has the steepest ascent, I think, of any place in the world. It goes from zero or sea level to 14,500 feet. Which is amazing. Sometimes there's snow on the top of the mountain.
That's as high as, like, the highest peaks in the
Colorado
the Rocky
yeah.
Mountains. So just imagine from the ocean on this island to up to 14,000 feet. I mean, it actually can snow on the top of the island, and
yeah.
It does. And has one of the most famous observatories in the world because it's not infringed on by any city lights. So there's some really spectacular things you can do on the island.
Oh, and people go up to the top. You know, they leave during the day. They drive up there, and they don't realize it's cold up there.
Yeah.
There's a difference, as we know in Colorado, between sea level and 14,000 feet. It's really cold.
Yeah.
And they come back all freezing and wanting to get in the hot tub. So if you're interested, whether it's a workshop, whether it's a rental, or whether it's just to tap into the energy of the Villa Amyo, it's a reality, and it happens so quick. And it happens so Amyo.
Unpredictable.
You know, and easy. And it's the way things should be. You know, it was a big acquisition, and some work went into it. But it just glided. I mean, those are the type of things you know it's right when it's just working. We learned a long time ago, like in planning workshops, if it doesn't work out right at the start, abandon, go in a different direction.
Well, it's nice, too, because we'll be able to do these workshops in this conducive energy, this incredible place. They'll always be small workshops, so
yeah.
There's a more intimate ability to interact with the Dhammas. And very excited about that. The island is very friendly to travelers because a huge part of their business is based on travel. And of all the islands that I've been to, it is truly, they're the most appreciative of tourists.
Yeah.
And they're very Asian friendly. We're getting translation equipment as we speak because we will also be doing special events in non-English. We already have the Spanish in April, and
yeah.
We're looking into the Japanese possibly for the fall.
Let's take a look at upcoming events.
Okay.
And they're upcoming quickly. We just got back Wednesday, and we're heading off Monday for Australia.
Who's scheduled that?
But at a beach in a beautiful Adelaide, Australia. We're doing the Simple Master, and I'm looking forward to that. It's really one of my favorites, and this is the last time we're going to do a live Simple Master.
Okay.
Yeah. Our local host there is Rebecca Zhu. We look forward to seeing you, Rebecca. in just a few days.
It's a long way to go.
It's a long way to go. Oh, yeah. That's like a 16-hour flight out of Los Angeles.
It takes us 3 days to get there.
Yeah, literally. But because of the time change.
All of it.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up in December, we're doing SES Online. Sexual Energy School, really one of the very core classes, one of the very core teachings for Shambhara. Actually, so much so we now require it for any of the live workshops that we do, the smaller group workshops.
We have been so conscious of not putting prerequisites in place. And if you consider that how many years we've been doing this, this material has that much effect that it is the only thing that we finally put into place, because it really allows the energies to move and expand within a group much faster when the attendees have experienced the Sexual Energy School. And the Sexual Energy School is the greatest focus is literally on the management of energy and how to manage your energy and to take care of yourself. And also by being able to do that, it enhances your relationships with others. It's just profound. It, you know, some people kind of get edgy about it, but rarely, if ever, has anyone ever walked away from that class and not said it was life-changing. Absolutely life-changing.
We're doing it online here December 1st through the 3rd from the studio. Linda and I host it live, so it's not like you're just playing it on the Internet. We're there with you for the entire time. If you haven't taken it or you think you've gotten it energetically, we really highly recommend it. It's not a requirement to be Shambhara. But for some of the events,
the requirement to come to the events.
some of the
no,
smaller
yeah.
events.
Most of them, Jeff.
For most of them.
Most of them. You know, it's really, truly, truly good material. And again, I have a background in training and writing curriculum, and I know from the core of my soul there is nothing that was more life changing to people than that.
You have 10 days access to the video files, and I think just about everybody here has taken it. But if you're watching it online, if you haven't taken it, we really highly recommend SES. It helps you manage your energies, which you're going to need truly as an embodied master.
More now than ever, because how do you interact with that other world that we live in?
Yay.
And it
also
supports that.
Also, coming up in December, we have an announcement to make sure to mark on your calendars. The next shout is going to be December 9th rather than the typical first Saturday. We backed it off a week, so it is the December 9th right here at the studio.
We usually do it in December. We always do it just a little later.
Just a little, to be more Christmassy, and also to give us time to decorate the studio, because we're going to just be coming back from Australia.
That's right.
Following the December shower, we're going to have our annual Christmas party. If you're interested, make sure to register early. It usually sells out, so
limited.
Well, I think the price on it, let me go back. I think the price was $50. It includes the shoud and a gourmet dinner catered by a Parma restaurant, local Italian restaurant with really, really good food. So if you're planning to attend, please don't wait to the last minute. We had that the last couple of years. People are like, oh, I forgot to register. Can I still get in? But because it is dinner and limited seating availability, do register soon.
Do it right now.
Then in January, we continue with the cloud classes. We're going to be doing Pronost 2018. Oh, I had some really scary music in the background here, but it's not playing.
Crap.
But yeah, there's the scary music.
Are you getting heads up?
Yeah. Actually, Adamus is already talking about it. You know, he started
and
this.
And it's a secret now? You're going to keep it a secret from us for 2 months?
He started
two and a half
this
months?
Whole thing a couple of years ago with the artificial intelligence. And I know some people were kind of like, oh, I don't want to hear about that. Let's just talk about unicorns and, you know, rainbows. But if you haven't noticed in the news, it's becoming a hot topic.
Epidemic.
It's becoming something everybody's talking about. There's a lot of different schools of thought about it. But Adamus's take on it is, it's happening. It's going to be here. And there's a correlation between humans still staying in the mind and artificial intelligence. I mean, it's an expansion of the mind. While he's trying to get us to go beyond the mind into the other realms or the other senses, you can kind of see what's happening with humanity. with kind of the understandings that I've gotten from Adamus, it's pretty easy to take a look at what's the future of the planet, what's going to be happening, both the good and the challenging.
I have a challenge to Adamus.
Yes.
I have been getting a gazillion requests that Adamus specifically not wussy around and be very clear about what this insanity with these men killing people, all of these insane rages. We demand an answer.
Okay. You got it. He's going to talk about it because he already told me he's going to address the workings of the human mind, human psychology, and how this all relates. He's going to talk about that in Pronost. So I'm sure that will come up because every time I see one of these shootings, and I'll always check in with them, and the answer is usually the same.
Well, and driving a stupid truck into a group of people, I mean...
Yeah, but just take a look
at... What are you supposed to do, carry a grenade with you?
No, go to Villa Amio. Just hang out there. It's safe. It's quiet. That's where I'm going to be. Yeah. Hello. Anyway, make sure to register for online or in person. There's a $2 price difference if you're in person, because that way it's easier for us to tell on the database if you are going to be here in person or online. And also for $2, you get all these great coffee and snacks and everything. So anyway,
always incredible information, and I'm really looking forward to it no matter what he talks about.
Yeah. If you're not able to tune in that day live, it will be available as a cloud class.
Good.
Then
where are we? Oh, we're back on Amio.
Back to Hawaii. Oh. We're going to be doing our first Amio retreat there in early February. It is sold out, so we're not going to talk too much about it. Following that is the threshold. It'd be really fun to do a threshold in Hawaii at the Villa Amio. We have 3 spaces left. If you're interested, let us know. But that's going to be something else, doing a threshold, which is my favorite, and doing it right there on the island.
It feels pretty supportive and special to me.
Absolutely. Following that, we come to April.
Oh, and move on. It's sold out.
We're sold out. Amio retreat in April. Yeah, there's a wait list. But we're also going to be doing the Amio retreat in Spanish with the headsets and everything from Villa Amio. And that's going to be April 22nd through the 26th. We do have, I think, 5 spaces left open on that. So it's in Spanish.
As of yesterday.
And we're going to let you know, too, that with the headset equipment that we're going to have there, we will be able to do workshops for specialized groups with other languages, right, like Japanese,
right,
or
Korean,
German,
whatever,
Canadian, any of those foreign languages.
Because the translation equipment doesn't care.
Say A a lot. I know all the Canadians. Laugh. Just kidding. So anyway, that's lineup. Then a couple of new announcements. We just got these put into the store yesterday. We're going to be going back to Europe in May, and we're going to start with a brand new offering, brand new course called The Master's Guide to New Energy Living. It's going to be in Bergen, Norway, which is absolutely stunningly beautiful.
We're going there because we had numerous requests that there are a lot of Europeans that said, how come you don't have something in Bergen?
Check your microphone. You're not on.
Yeah, I am.
Is she on? Okay. Sorry. Okay, I'm just trying to be helpful here.
Because that's where it's very famous for the fjords.
Yeah.
And so it's a very, very epic place. And as you know, Norway is a very, very easy and graceful place.
So it's a whole new...
they behave.
They do. It's a whole new offering. I checked in with Adamus. I said, okay, what are we going to do when we're there? Usually he doesn't say too much in advance. We just have to come up with kind of a placeholder name. But he said, you know, we're no longer just talking about going into mastery. We're doing it. Therefore, it's really going to be about living as a master on Earth. We chose to be here as embodied beings, and there are challenges with it. So he's going to be talking about how to be that master and not get thrown off by all the other things, how to read energy much more quickly, how to not get caught up in some of the mental traps that we have typically gotten caught to in the past, how to manage our own energy.
I'm willing to accept any kind of advice and support that Adamus has to make this go as smooth and as gracefully as possible.
So it opens for public registration on 11/11.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I think the notice is going out to the Crimson
Angels.
Circle Angels. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of shots from Bergen at the resort that we're staying at. It's really kind of isolated. It's about a little less than an hour drive from Bergen itself. Bergen is really charming, beautiful place. A lot of restaurants, a lot of shops, and a very unique kind of architecture there. And the Northern Lights. So hopefully we see that while we're there.
You could just go back and visit Wisconsin.
They don't have the Northern Lights.
Yes, they do.
Where?
All over when it's not cloudy.
It's not cloudy. After that, we're going to Denmark. Where are we going, Linda?
Oh, to just a beautiful, wonderful place called Middelfart.
Yeah, we were there last year. We love the hotel. It's a 5-star hotel, kind of a boutique hotel right on the water. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of it, but really a beautiful place. So we said, let's do it again. A great meeting room for holding Threshold. And, you know, the meeting room is really important. It's got to be spacious and airy and has to have good energies. I love the one there last year.
It's beautiful. There's great places to walk. The walk into the little town is nice. It's a very easy location, and they're really nice to tourists, so it's a great place to visit.
Yeah, and Threshold is limited to about 25 attendees. It's my favorite because we get so deep into things.
Threshold,
a lot of
yeah.
live interaction with Adamus during the days of Threshold. And
our local host is quite a wonderful person, okay. Bodil Espenson.
Yep.
And she's there for us.
So if you're interested in Threshold, that's coming in May to Middelfart. Middelfart. Okay, it's time for a little Shambra news. Ready?
Sure.
Great. Here we go. Okay. First and foremost, make sure to check out the Shambra magazine. Everything is listed in there, all the news and information, plus great articles every month. And thank you to all who submit the articles. We truly appreciate it. There's a lot of good reading in it. Today is the full moon.
That's why it's so weird right now.
Why is it? It's not weird right now.
Everything's weird right
That's
now.
That's not weird at all.
I want to blame it on the full moon. The full moon, or I want to blame it on Mercury retrograde.
If you had full moon and Mercury retrograde at the same time?
That sounds like that would be a double
a problem. Disaster,
oh, yeah.
It is the full moon. We wanted to bring that to your attention because every month we open the Grand Ascended Masters of Earth Room. It's something Adamus talked about a couple of years ago. Yeah. And you just go on the Crimson Circle website, go to the room, and you can just feel the energies from all the other Shambra who are in there and from the Ascended Masters who are back on Earth.
That you will be able to feel them if you go there.
So tonight's the night.
Yes.
Full. Was it last night? See, I'm still on a different time zone or whatever, but you still look up in the sky. Don't get all caught up in details. It looks full. It looks beautiful. The room is open.
Okay.
Also, I want to note that we just came out with the Simple Master on a cloud class. We filmed this back this summer here in Colorado. I love the Simple Master because it's about allowing an and. And Adamus goes into such details and depth about allowing and embodied death. It's really quite stunning. I would say what Adamus has said, that the two things he really wants Shambra to understand are allowing and. They're very simple, but there's a lot of misunderstanding about them.
That's true.
What allowing is, for instance, it's not allowing others to take advantage of you. There's a whole different understanding. Well, he goes into great detail in the Simple Master and a lot of beautiful mirabs for doing that transition. We loved doing the class here, but then when I saw some of the video files, it's like, oh my gosh, it's just filled with wisdom.
it's always hard for us. We were just discussing that it was hard to talk about these things sometimes because it's too easy for it to all sound the same.
Yeah.
And yet it's not. Every time I hear something, it's never the same. It expands because we expand. And this offers as much supportive information and experience as you can imagine.
Yeah, it is difficult to describe it sometimes. And I think the best way to describe the Simple Master is it's really how to change your reality. If you really boil it down, how to change your reality through the and, through allowing. And a very, very important point that he kind of threw in there when we did it the first time in Norway earlier this year, embodied death. And he talks, well, we're going to see a preview in just a moment, but he talks about what is embodied death. So it's very interesting. It's hard to come up with the words.
Remarkable, because if you tried to explain that to someone in your family, they would think you were nuts and they would call the professionals.
They do anyway.
Yeah.
There's 11 sessions in the Simple Master. A lot, like I said, a lot of mirabs. There's a really good question and answer session in it as well. And it is just came out on the Cloud Class. It's $195 through January 31st. So I think we have a video recap that we'll play.
You get to experience it on your own time.
Yeah. There was a kind of a template that was set up by the masters who have come before you of struggle, of challenge, of battle with the human self, of battle with even earth itself, and denial of the body, denial of the senses. We're going to change that because that's not the way enlightenment should be. And every ascended master would admit that it shouldn't have to be that difficult. One is typically birthed into life, and within a very short period of time, within a short period of years, the rest of it is resisting death, running from it, pretending that it's not going to happen. But what if we allowed death? What if we allowed death? And is that not really the final step into enlightenment, when one no longer fears death, but actually allows it and embraces it? What if we allow not just the death of all the cycles of life and death, of incarnations, but the death of the limited human self? What if we allowed that? Well, in a way, it's happening. It's happening anyway. So by allowing, you're simply letting go of the resistance, letting go of that fight to stay the same, to stay in that same human identity that you're in. What if the death occurred while you stayed in the human body? And by having such a new type of death, it also released all the ancestral links and energies that are in your body. It absolutely changes your energy, your consciousness, because you've already gone through what most people fear. You've already gone beyond that point of death. Now you're walking, you're alive, you're vibrant. It is no longer in your set of future potentials have to face death. You've already done it. You've allowed it. It makes you very, very different from others. Truth. Truth. It's a beautiful sense. Because most people think there is one truth. They search for the truth. But there are many, many truths. Many truths. That's so important to understand in the and. There's not just one truth about yourself. You're not singular by any means. Oh, you have so many identities. That of the master, that of the angel, that of past and future lives, that of all the potentials that you never experienced in this reality, but that are still very true. It's just you didn't experience them in the sense of tight focus on this planet. The truth, the only truth is that everything is actually true. Everything. They're all iterations. They're all footnotes. They're all other chapters. It's all true. So here you see that you're going along this local linear timeline. That's the way everything is designed, the understanding of energy, the lack of understanding about un. So everything goes along on local linear. And if you're here just to try to be wealthy and healthy in this lifetime, you're missing the point of why you're here. You're here to get off of this and go into, if you draw a circle, you're here to go into circular self. You're not here to progress linear local. You're here to suddenly realize you have the and of yourself that is already a master. So what we do is we come to a point like this and we say, okay, we have the human here who thinks it's actually doing a lot for the sake of enlightenment. It's not going to happen. This human and is going to continue kind of on the local linear, but suddenly it's going to open up to the circular. And the two then actually really become together and the and. So if you would draw now a line inside, a straight line inside the circle, and put some hash marks on it, this is and. And the funny thing is you, the local linear, actually are not the one that's doing all this. You're not. You're only being invited to take part in it. You come here at this time not to save the planet, but to radiate to the planet all the potentials that there are. The potentials of using this technology for some brilliant things, to really open up the planet, to let the planet allow, to get off of power, to finally understand free energy, to finally understand that this is the planet of love. And all from all around the cosmos are welcome here. It's no longer a dangerous or unsafe place. It's no longer dominated by masculine nor feminine. It's a place for the and, for all. It's a place of true I am-ness. That's why I'm here. Together working with you to bring this to the planet. But it starts with you right now. It starts with just taking a breath and allowing. Stop working at it. Sit down beside the master that you are. Take a deep breath and allow. This is your new life, Shamba. This is your new life. And there's nothing you have to do to work at it, figure it out, or to manage it. Just enjoy. Allow and enjoy. Simple Master available as a cloud class. So we encourage each of you to kind of check it out. It's really, really good material.
I think you got a flavor of it.
Yeah. Good. And just a reminder also, Master's Life 5, Amyo, kind of where we're going, is also available on the Cloud Class. I think it came out about a month or so ago. But if you had forgotten about it, it's just another one of Adamus's great, great discussions. So that is available.
And he demanded that it be cheap.
Cheap, less expensive. Yeah, yeah. So thank you. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back to see what Adamus has to say this month. We appreciate
it.
Everybody.
The Amyo was so cool, and you didn't say that. You know, it's like more of this experiencing the Amyo of life.
Go ahead, say it.
It's more about experiencing the Amyo of life.
Thank
so
you for saying
really
it.
It's really touching.
It is. So we do want to thank everybody, our translation teams, the website hosts, the translators, the Crimson Circle Angels, everybody who makes this possible, the amazing production staff here and the Crimson Circle staff. Thank you all.
All of
we
you.
Truly
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
And so, all the energies that you all share with us. Thank you, everyone.
We'll see you in about 30 minutes.
Thank you.